The future is a hefty responsibility and not one that we take lightly. But then taking things lightly has never been what Hefty is about. That's why we've created the Hefty Renew program that turns hard to recycle plastics into valuable resources like park benches and building materials. To participate, simply fill up an orange Hefty Renew bag with accepted items, tie it up, and drop it in with your regular recycling. That's it. It's that easy. It's time to rethink recycling with Renew. Particular valued resources may vary by geography. More info available at heftyrenew.com.
Swimsuit? Check. Sunscreen? Check. Phone charger? Check. Don't forget to pack the 5-Hour Energy. It fits great in a pocket or carry-on, and the alert feeling will help you arrive ready for anything. Now get 20% off when you use code 5HETRAVEL at 5HOURENERGY.com. Expires April 30th. One-time use only. Not valid with other discounts. Remember, visit 5HOURENERGY.com and use code 5HETRAVEL to save 20%.
Down to Biscayne.
Yikes.
Five on the floor, ride for my dogs. Where here's the thing, you can check the score. Hustle hard, couple scars, wearing bubble frogs. Just like Buckley said, you in trouble, y'all. Kept the floor playing, got an all band. Y'all seen the block, stop with one hand. And Pat, we trust, it's power, have the guts. We here to bring the heat, y'all can hang it up.
Welcome to Five on the Floor, a daily insider show on the Miami Heat and the NBA, featuring Ethan Skolnick, Greg Sylvander, and Alex Toledo, plus others from the Five Reasons Sports Network.
All right, welcome back to Five on the Floor. I'm your host, Greg Sylvander. Tonight's floor plan with me, Eternal Bast. We're going to recap another tough one. This was a 111-88 loss. So I guess I should have started by saying this is a post-game edition of Five on the Floor. Yes, the Heat did lose 111-88 at home to the New Orleans Pelicans. It was rough. They got outplayed in a multitude of ways. They did not shoot well enough to win any basketball game. It was rough on the boards. There's just a lot of stuff here to get into. We're going to quickly run through it just to give you guys a dose of a game that I think to most Heat fans will be forgetful. Eternal, I come to you first. Essentially, just takeaways from this game where I think the Heat just, they saw this game get away from them. Separation was created in the third quarter. They could not get back in it. As I look at the fourth quarter stats, they were outscored 35-22 in the final period when you were already outscored by six. The period prior, they had a bad second half. Talk about what you saw tonight. What jumped off the page to you as the things that really hurt the Heat?
I think the biggest thing that hurt them was just not playing smart and not playing with heart tonight. You know, those rebounding numbers were the biggest indicator to me. We know Miami is a gang rebounding team, and they didn't necessarily do that tonight. There was a lot of watching potential 50-50 balls go to the other team, right? And it seems to be a conversation that we've had numerous of times over the last couple of weeks where it's like, yeah, in some of those games, Miami may have won the total rebounding number game against the other team, but they gave up crucial rebounds at really crucial times. Excuse me for saying crucial twice. But they gave up a very, very untimely rebound is what I say. And there was one in the fourth quarter. Jimmy gave up one. It just seems to be one that they were just doing all night. And the way that the Pelicans were playing zone, this is a team that plays zone. This isn't a team that doesn't. This is a team that plays zone and throws other teams off. And it's just mind-boggling the way that this team doesn't know how to beat the zone, right? And we all get it. They are without Tyler. They without Duncan. They were out Kevin Love. So three of some of their really, really good shooters on their team were out. Which, hey, listen, we'll give you grace for that. But you should still know how to create space with purposeful, intentional movement, right? Being able to get into the inside of the zone, being able to kind of screen sometimes out of the zone. There were certain things that they could have done that were available to them tonight. They just didn't do, which is just puzzling. And another thing, Greg, I am tired of talking about it. I'm not going to lie. Whoever is listening in the Heat organization, please Can we get somebody to work on fast breaks? These are professional athletes. This is unacceptable. It's a 4-on-2, and you couldn't finish a fast break.
It was bad. And then at one point, it almost looked like a 4-on-1. That same play, you know, like a guy caught up and made it 4-on-2, but I think initially it was 4-on-1. That's so tough. And you're right. Like, to see this team not just get stifled by the zone in ways where you think if they're practicing it on defense, like maybe they should also run through a few offensive sets against zone and see how that works out. Like, maybe that's what the scrimmages should be like if they're even doing any 5-on-5 work. But it was tough when you see the effort go out the window and the rebounding numbers, 56 to 34, there's nothing else to do with that either than to say you're just being completely outsized. And the Pelicans broadcast said that the Pelicans strategy here was to play through Jonas Valanciunas because he could get whatever he wanted and he had to be doubled. And you saw that this team just basically swallowed Miami on the glass, 56 to 34, as I mentioned. That's just rough. But there was a one particular New Orleans Pelican we're going to shout out quickly that was the Rock Esports Gamer of the Night.
And now on 5 on the Floor, it's time for the Gamer of the Night, sponsored by Rock Esports Center, the place to eat, drink, and play all day. Host your next birthday party with them. Located at 15305 South Dixie Highway in Palmetto Bay, they've got a 5,500-square-foot state-of-the-art center equipped with all the high-end power. Play all-day passes available for just $25, but if you mention 5 Reasons, it's just $20. So mention 5 Reasons or 5 RSN, you get to play all day for $20. And now, the Gamer of the Night. Hey, it's Ethan Skolnick for 5 on the Floor and the 5 Reasons Sports Network. We know that the Miami Heat, they're typically pretty careful with their money. They don't overpay for players, kind of keep it in the range. But there have been mistakes. Think back to Hassan Whiteside, James Johnson, Deion Waiters, to name a few. Well, you don't want to make a mistake with your hard-earned cash. You don't want to get a service or a product that's overpriced or underperforms. That's why we recommend Harry's. Harry's razors, I use them. Why do I use them? Because, well, I can't really grow a beard. It takes me forever. It looks ridiculous. So I want to make sure that it's shaved properly, so I look somewhat presentable when I'm going to the Heat games. You can check out Harry's as well. German-engineered blades made in their own factory that stay sharp longer. Customizable delivery options for scheduled refills as low as $2, half of what you pay for the other big brands. And you can get a 5-blade razor, a weighted handle, foaming shave gel, and a travel cover for just $3 at harrys.com/5. That's right. Getting the best doesn't mean spending the most when you shave with Harry's. Get started with a $13 trial set for just $3 at harrys.com/5. Again, that's harrys.com/5 for a $3 trial set.
The future is a hefty responsibility and not one that we take lightly, but then taking things lightly has never been what Hefty is about. That's why we've created the Hefty Renew program that turns hard to recycle plastics into valuable resources like park benches and building materials. To participate, simply fill up an orange Hefty Renew bag with accepted items, tie it up, and drop it in with your regular recycling. That's it. It's that easy. It's time to rethink recycling with Renew. Particular valued resources may vary by geography. More info available at heftyrenew.com.
Looks like you need a vacation. Enter the 5-Hour Energy Where Will the Tide Take You sweepstakes. You could win a $10,000 dream beach vacation. Imagine jet setting off to a tropical paradise, having fun in the sun, or diving at a gorgeous reef. It's up to you. No purchase necessary. Go to 5hetide.com for official rules and to enter. That's 5hetide.com. Enter today. Ends June 30th, 2024.
So the Gamer of the Night has to be C.J. McCollum, right? 30 points, 12 field goals made, 5 rebounds, 7 assists, 1 steal in 35 minutes. I mean, it can't be anyone from the Heat side. So unfortunately, as we continue this show tonight, we begrudgingly give the award to an opposing team's best player on this one evening, and that was C.J. McCollum. So shout out to you. Hope you can negotiate better labor deals going forward on behalf of everyone in the on the player side. So, and Eternal dropped something in the private chat here that I forgot to mention. And Jonas Valanciunas didn't start the second half. He came off the bench. I don't know what that's about, but that's a good point. I didn't mention
it. I think that's what it was. I think he was hurt. I can't remember exactly where in the first half he got hurt, but they went with Nance in the second half to start, which is crazy. How the second half started for Miami is Jimmy getting the and one, and you would think like, oh, like the Heat are about to go on the run and everything like that, and then they didn't. New Orleans went on a run, which the lead kind of blew, and I believe to like 11-15. So a 4-point lead went to 11-15-point lead.
Let's talk about Jimmy Butler's game. The only 12 field goal attempts, didn't hit a three tonight. I'm glad Bam kept the streak alive if we're going to look for the small wins. Right. And I also actually kind of like Nico's game to a degree. But we can talk about that in a minute. Let's stick here with Jimmy. What are your thoughts on his game? Because to me, I expected more. I expected him. And I guess there's a part of it, right, when you have no shooters in there. This is the worst moment to try to game plan against Bam and Jimmy, you know, like for the Heat side, because they've got no space to operate. But still, I would expect Jimmy to get a little bit more. He was 7 of 7 from the line, so he got there. But just overall, from your perspective, you're only seeing the one steal. What were your thoughts on Jimmy Butler's night tonight?
I don't think tonight quantifies as a game that Jimmy didn't care, only because I say that, like, when the game started off, you had 6 shots for Patty Mills, who had combined for more shot attempts than Jimmy and Terry combined. I just think the processes were off tonight. I also think, you know, some of the kind of can be blamed on the shooters. There were a lot of times Jimmy was breaking down the defense, kicking out the guys. Guys just didn't hit shots.
That's a good point.
You know, so, like, we could be looking at Jimmy having, you know, 8 to 9, 10 assists, but guys weren't hitting, you know, shots when they were open. And also, too, there were some times, and I don't want anybody to kind of take this when you're listening to this later, that I'm making excuses for Jimmy. I'm just saying, like, if you go back and watch the game, he did what he was supposed to do to beat the zone at times, right? Break down into the middle of the defense, or you collapse aside, make guys have to rotate or crash down. He kicks out. Nobody is, like, either moving. I remember one particular play. There are 3 of them in the same damn corner, you know? Or when Cole Swire was on the floor, I think that was either the late 3rd, early 4th. I can't necessarily remember. Bam goes to set a screen for Jimmy on the right side, right? So the only other side that Jimmy can go is like to the right. Cole is right there with a defender. He doesn't
clear runs out. Right through there and brings his defender into the mix, right?
Yeah. So it's you know, those are the things when I say, like, they didn't have the smart plays tonight. Like, those the things that don't show up on the box score. But I think, you know, there were times I did say going into the second half, Greg, because you don't have Duncan, you don't have Kevin Love tonight. They've been without Kevin and Tyler for a while. But because you don't have Duncan to get those shots up and also create that gravity, I felt that you needed 4 more 3-point attempts from Nico, somewhere between 2 to 4 more attempts for Jimmy, 2 to 3 for Bam, and a lot more from Terry, just to kind of spread out. That doesn't mean I expected everybody to be high-quality, efficient shooters, but just being able to, like, being willing to take the shots, because there were times where Jimmy and Terry were doing hot potato shit, passing back to each other. Like, you have to take the shots because they're playing 2-3. They're not playing 3-2. They're playing 2-3. And so if you create the space and have the 3-point shot available to you but don't take it, to then drive into the teeth of the zone.
Yeah. Like, it's a good point. Yeah. And to further exemplify the 3-point shooting that wasn't working. So as those guys are getting into the paint and then spraying it out to shooters and it's not working, they shot 13 of 47 tonight. That's 27.7%, if we're going to be super down to the decimal point. And then here's the other one. Like, if you look through these guys, Jimmy was 0 of 3. Terry was 3 of 6, which to your point, maybe a little bit more volume there would be nice. Jovich was 2 of 5. Maybe a little bit more volume there would be nice. But here's where it gets ugly. Patty Mills, 0 of 4. Caleb Martin, 0 of 7 from 3. That's a guy, one guy who was getting a lot of shots kicked out to him. Haywood Highsmith, 0 of 2. DeLon Wright, 0 of 4. Jaime Jaquez, 1 of 5. I mean, like, you're not getting anything from any of those guys. Patty Mills in particular as a starter did not show up, and the only thing he's doing out there is spacing. Like, what are we talking about? There may be other things.
I think 3 for his last 34, something like that.
Yeah, that's rough. And thoughts on the bench? I mean, like, what's up with the shooters? Cole Swider was 4 of 6, but in a game like this, when you basically in the second half got just kind of, you know, embarrassed, yeah. I don't know how much we can take from that. So, I mean, shout out to him for going 4 of 6 from 3.
I think 2 of those threes came with, like, in the last 3 minutes of the game, where the game was already just out of hand at that point.
Good call. So yeah. What are your thoughts on the rest of these shooters? Is this just an off night? I think that's what this team has been plagued by, is too many off nights when you need some of these guys to step up, and especially with all the different lineups. To point that out, this was the 33rd different starting lineup. That's a franchise record. Your thoughts on the bench and the shooting just in general?
I mean, if you're going to have nights where you're struggling, Gary, you got to do the little things to make every possession count. And so it's like you're going to have a give and take, right? Like, it's life, it's the NBA, it's pro sports. You're going to have a give and take. Okay, so we know we don't have excellent shooters tonight. That's all right. So what we're going to do is we're going to move this ball around. Like, we're going to do things to make our lives easier, to make their lives harder. We're going to play lockdown defense on the other end. We're going to keep the score low, create opportunities to score in transition, actually score in transition, things of that nature. But, you know, like, they didn't do things to help themselves. And I do think there were some times where guys took shots they shouldn't have taken, and then times they didn't take shots they should have taken, you know, which, yeah. You know, excuse those numbers, and those numbers look a certain way on the paper, but unless you watch the game, you're like, no, you didn't have to take that shot and probably could have had a better shot somewhere else, or you took that shot, but, you know, whatever. So, yeah, it's really unfortunate, but I also think outside of, like, Terry having, like, that moment in the Cleveland game that kind of brought them back, you know, and kind of closed the door on the Cleveland game, they kind of had the same issue in Cleveland and in Philly. I can't necessarily remember the Detroit game. So the two Detroit games, if they did have shooting problems. But these 3 games in a row, basically. Yeah.
Yeah. And that's rough. And this team, for them to come together, we know that the shooting is going to have to be a big part of it. Let's just be honest about that. And so I know that personnel is hurting them at this moment, but also you need guys to step up. You can't have Caleb Martin 0 of 7. At some point, he's got to calm down with, you know, throwing them up. And it looked like the hitch was back in his shot tonight, which was a little bit of a weird moment as well. And then they just straight up, we just need to acknowledge you got to play harder. You got to play better, but you got to be sharper by being more frenzied and playing harder with that speed of that. You have to have a sense of desperation that you're playing with as you come down the stretch of the season, and the Heat didn't have that tonight. And part of that will be shown in the aggressive play of the night.
And now it's time for the Insurance by Lynette play of the night, sponsored by InsuranceByLynette.com and A Aggressive Insurance Agency. You can reach out to our friend Lynette at 954-581-8800. That's 954-581-8800 or InsuranceByLynette.com. That's InsuranceByLynette.com with 2 N's and 2 T's. Your best play for auto insurance, homeowners insurance, condo insurance, life insurance, or a retirement program. Reach out to Lynette at insurancebylynette.com.
Okay, Eternal, give them the sequence that was really rough, that kind of turned this thing upside down even further. What was that play that New Orleans rattled off?
Yeah, so Miami had just scored on previous possession. They come down. All you need is a stop. And I think, you know, not to quote me here, but I think it was an opportunity for Miami to kind of go, you know, get a stop, get a rebound, go down, score, chip into the lead some more. But they gave up a rebound from Jose Alvarado, of all people.
Oh, no.
Smallest guy on the court. They gave up a rebound after a missed shot. And I believe Jimmy and Bam are in the area. Please go back and watch. Correct me if I'm wrong. I'm never, you know, against being called wrong. But Jose gets the shot. And not only does he get the rebound, he goes out and hits a three.
Oh, no. Yeah.
So that's increased the lead. You know.
I'm glad you went there, because that, I mean, that is a really good example of a play where you, that just can't happen. It can't happen when you're coming down the stretch of a playoff run. And so when you see that happening at home, it's weird that this team has been better basically on the road. It's like you really want that version of the group more often. It's an interesting trait for this team. I don't know if that's a good thing or a bad thing that they can't figure it out at home. But they were outplayed tonight, and that's a good play to go to. Your final thoughts before we wrap with the injury report.
I am okay with you losing games. I am not okay with you losing games because you didn't play with heart. You know where you are in the standings. You know where you are as far as missing guys. But you are supposed to be the hardest working, best condition, and all of those things. Improve it. Home should be the place that you take care of. But prove it. Give a damn. Play like you have nothing else to play for after this game. And you just didn't see it. But how many times are we going to talk about that this season? Where it was games that they should have closed out, games they should have won, right? Like, you know what you did last season. You won the number one seed. You won the number two seed, and you was already hyped up in the media to go to the finals and win. You won the favorites. You bit, you clawed, you scratched. You did all of that to get to the finals, right? Were you banged up? Yes. Right. But coming into this season, you should be known for that. And it's just too much of this that has happened this season.
That's very true. I couldn't have said it better myself. Let's close out the show with the Eric Rubenstein injury report.
And now it's time for the official Five on the Floor injury report, sponsored by our friend Eric Rubenstein, the personal injury attorney. Born and raised in Lauderdale, Florida, lives in Miami, went to St. Thomas. He's a South Florida guy and a huge Miami Heat fan. But the important thing is he can help you get your money that you deserve when something happens to you. So reach out to our guy, Eric Rubenstein. Again, ericrubenstein.com, or ask about me. I got you on Instagram. And now, the injury report.
Injury report, pretty simple, because y'all will recognize two of the names, Josh Richardson, three of the names, Kevin Love and Tyler Hero. They've continued to be, kind of off the court. We know Jay Rich ain't coming back. Kevin Love, we'll see. I think it'll be sooner than later. Tyler Hero, it's looking like maybe sometime in April we'll see him, which would be a good thing. And Duncan Robinson's day-to-day, he'll be back before Tyler. That's your injury report. Thank you for joining us tonight. We appreciate it. We know that this is a tough game. If you made it to this far of the show, you are a real Heat fan. I will say that for you, because we are talking about a game that was a forgettable one at the Kaseya Center, 111-88, the New Orleans Pelicans over the Miami Heat. Eternal, thank you for your time. To all of our listeners, we appreciate the support. Make sure that you sign up for Off the Floor and come check out. Just try it for a month. And if you don't like it, you can you can stop. But it's $2.99 a month on Discord. We're chatting about every other topic, not just the Heat, but that's the most feverish topic. But we have everything else going there. Music. We were talking about Kendrick Lamar dissing J. Cole and Drake today. We're talking about March Madness. Check it out, Off the Floor. The link is in the description of this episode. We appreciate the support there. Have a good night.
Thank you for listening to the Five on the Floor on the Five Reason Sports Network. After all, someone needs to listen to my dad.
Swimsuit? Check. Sunscreen? Check. Phone charger? Check. Don't forget to pack the 5-Hour Energy. It fits great in a pocket or carry-on, and the alert feeling will help you arrive ready for anything. Now get 20% off when you use code 5HETRAVEL at 5HOURENERGY.com. Expires April 30th. One-time use only. Not valid with other discounts. Remember, visit 5HOURENERGY.com and use code 5HETRAVEL to save 20%.
Springtime savings are in full bloom, all in the Kroger app. Buy one, get one free on flavorful, fresh Tyson chicken during our full line sale. Then mix or match during our 99-cent sale and get Kraft mac and cheese, Campbell's soup, or Bar S Franks for 99 cents each when you buy five or more, all with your card. Shop these deals at your local Kroger today, or tap the screen now to download the Kroger app to save big today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Prices and product availability subject to change. Restrictions apply. See site for details.